Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. And that way there you won't be part of the problem, right? At least that's what I believe. You can always get, look, head up to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can, again, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can get involved with. You can also sign up for the email blasts, right? You know, again, it's one of the ways I can get information out to you, so what we're doing, how we're doing, when we're doing, and you can get involved and engage in the process, because that's really what it boils down to. I need you involved, I need you engaged, I need you to be part of. Right? Well, you know, got a lot going on. We got General Paul Valley's going to join me in just a few minutes. I don't know if you heard, we talked about it on the show here the other night. The incursion, if you would, by China and Russia into Japanese water is a big deal. It is a bigger deal than anybody really wants to talk about. And I don't know why. You know, it's challenging Japan's sovereignty. And China thinks they've got it all going on. Well, who's going to stop them? Right? I mean, who's going to stop China? Because it ain't the U.S. Joey Biden. Remember? We'll eat their lunch. I don't know what they're serving, but I don't want any. Seriously. You got to say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. And when the general comes out, look at all the unrest still going on. Russia, Ukraine, China. Now Japan's being brought into it. What's going on in Iran? Are we hearing anything about Iran?
No, of course not.
Seriously. Not good, not cool. And I so much do appreciate the time you're spending with us. But it doesn't do anything unless I can engage and inform you. Once you get informed, go out and do something with it. No, come on, seriously. Don't sit on it. It doesn't do any good. The White House today, it just never stops, does it? The communications response slammed by reporters from Politico, Washington. I mean, they're turning on them, right? They reporters from Politico, Washington Post, CNN, and so on are really pounding on them. And then they found out that the White House communications director, Kate Bedingfield, will be stepping down this week, or next week, I'm sorry. I mean, every time somebody left Trump's office, every single time, what did we hear? What was the only thing we heard? Right? Oh, my God. Look at the turmoil. Look at what's going on over there. They can't keep their employees. It's a madhouse, I tell you. And Joey B's having the same problem. What's he getting? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Political reporter Alex Thompson criticized the White House on Twitter for its response to his question. I mean, really, really simple. You know, breaking the news Wednesday that the White House communications director is stepping down. The White House comms director is stepping down. She's departing in the coming weeks, which is all he wrote. Shortly afterward, he suggested that the White House gave him the runaround to avoid giving him the story. He said, I called the White House at 2:53 p.m. I asked for comment and told them that we were running it. They asked for more time to check with folks. I have, you know, check with folks about what? About whether she's leaving or not, whether she's being fired or leaving or whatever? Come on. He said, I gave it to them. Wall Street Journal published at 3:11 with a statement from Clayton Thompson. You know, again, going around him. The White House correspondent followed that the tweet with a link to his coverage of the news, writing that the White House did not return a request for comment. In a later tweet, he added, good luck to the White House staffer who gets a two-minute-long deadline next time. They don't want you to know anything. You know, do you notice how every single time that they thought that Trump was holding back, it was a 24/7 news cycle. When somebody left, when a group of people left, when Trump was even accused of something, it was gospel truth. So the Washington Post White House reporter Tyler Page tweeted, this sounds so familiar. Alex Ward, political national secretary reporter, confirmed the White House does this all the time. It's bad form, tweeted CNN. Oh my God. If CNN is busted in the White House, things are bad. NBC News senior reporter Ben Collins wrote, sounds like they need a new comms director there. I don't know what they, you know what you need? You need a new president. That's what you need. And not the one waiting in the wings either. I'm not talking about that one. Joe, senior host. General Valley joins me after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed, really. A lot of you think you have the information, you really don't. And I go right to the source. I don't make it up as I go. I don't, you know, again, you have to make sure that the people that you're dealing with, you're talking with, really, truly have the right information. Anyway, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his input. We get no fluff from him. We get, you know, real information. General, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation again.
Yeah, you know, first things first, what was it, yesterday or the day before, the Russians and the Chinese were kind of playing tag with the Japanese, weren't they? And a little incursion into their area. And the Japanese flat out said, we're not doing this with you. Good move?
Well, I'm not sure what they meant by that. I'm dancing with them. I'm not sure. But I do know 2 months ago, one of the Chinese senior generals sent out a warning to Japan that if you try to interfere with us taking Taiwan, we will nuke you. He actually said that, we will nuke you.
Wow.
And so Japan being the only country that's been nuked in our history, they're on guard. The Japanese have a great armed forces, by the way. They have a good Navy, good Air Force. They're not any lay-down, knock-over army at all. So Japanese are ready, as the South Koreans are, and the Chinese know that.
So when you say they're on guard and they're ready, if you would, I mean, they've already been nuked. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they don't want to be nuked again, but do they want to be, is that really a position to be in where they don't think you're going to move based on the fact that you've already had it happen to you once before?
Yeah, I don't think that'd be the case. Of course, certainly if they're attacked, the Chinese incursion into Japanese waters, because it's all very close there, as you know, Korea, Japan, China.
Yep.
It doesn't take much to get into one another's waters and wait around with your cruisers and your destroyers. But the alert is there. They're all on guard over there, including our two aircraft carrier groups that are in the Far East. They're all concerned all the way down to Australia, New Zealand, right, as well as the Philippines. So that's a whole different set of circumstances going on in the world, besides all of our internal threats and all the external threats to America.
Well, you look at what's happening there. You look at what's happening in the Middle East. I mean, we've never, well, you might have remembered, but I don't remember this there being this much unrest in my lifetime on several different fronts. And yet when President Trump, you know, the guy that was going to start World War III and a half, when he was in office, there were no threats of these things happening, were there?
No, none at all. A year and a half ago, a little over that, none at all. But the world has changed so much. And if you look at all past wars, nothing was as serious and as global as it is now. And this is global. Far East, Ukraine, Russia, Middle East, Iran, what's happening in Mexico, our border crossings, which set a record today of crossings, I understand. And we have no plan to stop anything, no defense plan, nothing to take out the cartels. Chinese are up in Canada big time, buying up farm land, acreage, mineral companies. This is a sad situation, America. You better wake up, connect the dots. And we have a president that can't function, that's totally, I just can't use all the medical terms to describe this.
When, you know, you think about our founding fathers said they were so concerned, and now you can't blame them, right? They were so concerned about parties. They were worried that the parties would prevail over the country, that people would be more loyal to their parties than they would the country. And you're seeing that unfold exponentially today, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. With the Democrats moving to a left-wing communist ideologue, passing that on through to the executive branch, down through the military, Department of Defense, the militarization, politicization of the FBI, arresting innocent Americans. And we have tyranny in our country right now, America. So you better wake up and know what's going on, and it's going to get worse until we can turn it around.
I totally agree with you. I think if we don't turn it around, if we don't move quickly, it is going to be almost impossible. I don't believe it's ever impossible to come back, but it's almost going to be impossible to come back. And, you know, I have a friend of mine that's he's not a militant, but he's staunch, I'll put it that way. And his biggest fear right now is even with the recent rulings from SCOTUS, if Joey B goes for the gun grabs like they think he's going to, if they go for some of the things that's going on, he thinks it's going to be a flat-out civil war in this country. What do
no
you
doubt about it. Oh, I see. I agree. We're in the beginnings of a civil war. The only thing that's bloody now is the unharnessed crime in our city. These shootings, mass shootings that we just saw in Highland Park, Illinois, the continued lack of doing their job, the mayors, these district attorneys, I mean, allowing criminality to just grow, the diminutization of our police forces and the defunding of many of them.
Right.
New York's going to lose, I think, 1,000 police officers this year.
Wow. And they're not recruiting many. I hear that the recruiting is way down, too. By the way, I think you gave out some misinformation earlier because Mayorkas says that the border, the southern border, is out of control. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I heard that. Where's he at? Is he in the Twilight Zone?
Maybe he thinks we're talking about south of the border, you know, that restaurant that's, over in South Carolina, North Carolina. Maybe that's what he thought he was talking about.
I heard a lot of Californians are moving to Mexico. I've had two reports on that.
Yeah, you know what? Again, let's see how that works out for them when they start playing games with thinking that they have the same rights that Americans have when they're down there. It's amazing to me the ignorance that our people have when they go to other countries.
Oh,
it is. I mean that sincerely.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
even when they go state to state, I shouldn't laugh. I'm surprised. I've done two plans for the Pentagon on taking down the cartels and neutralizing them, taking them out of business in 7 days.
I do want to talk about that somewhat when we come back from the break. I also want to, there's a bunch of stuff I want to hit you up for. So, Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more with the general when we come back.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Reserve is hinting there may be more interest rate hikes in the near future. In the minutes from its June meeting, the Fed says an increase of up to 3/4 of a percentage point this month would likely be appropriate. Police in Madison, Wisconsin are reacting to reports of the Highland Park July 4th shooter confessing to police that he contemplated a second shooting in their city. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says the FBI contacted MPD on the evening of July 4th after the Illinois shooting to request mobilization of a SWAT team under the pretense that the suspect was in the area.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Look, you got to get informed. If you don't get informed, you just won't have a clue. It's really that simple. And the way you get informed is you don't listen to people on Facebook. Sweet Jesus. They're going to lead you astray. They're going to lead you down the wrong road. You want to make sure you get the information from people who have a clue. And I always do that. I bring in people that have a clue. I want to bring in retired Major General Paul Vallely. He joins me from time to time. Always get really good information from him and real, true information. Not, what are they calling that now? You know, misinformation or disinformation, whatever it is that they try to tag us with. General, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, John. I do have two books coming out that address just what you're talking about. America's Endgame for the 21st Century. That's on pre-order now at Amazon. Everything that we're talking about, I have in there. And also my second book is called The Reality Prism, How America Has to Start Solving Its Problems Looking Through a Reality Prism Rather Than a Political Prism. We'll never solve anything if we remain political in nature and solve our problems with partisan politics.
Yeah, this is a whole different world, you know. I mean, you talk about the reality prism and having to deal with things the right way. You know, SCOTUS came down with a few rulings last week and the week before, and I'm not saying that I'm 100% now am happy with them, but at least these last few rulings, they actually pointed to I'm ready for this. I know you're going to fall over, but they actually pointed to the Constitution as the place they were deriving their information from, which is a whole new way of doing business, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, look, if we can keep them on that, if we can keep them moving down the road of, 6-3 is not bad. I'll take 6-3 rather than 5-4, because 5-4 is a slide-by, right? 6-3, somebody's paying attention. Somebody knows what's going on. I don't believe that's as political as others would think it would. And I think you're going to see Justice Thomas start to kick up a lot of dust here soon, too. What do you think?
I do, too, and more will be coming out. And the court finally has awoken, even Judge Roberts to a great degree.
You can't appease people anymore. It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Not at all, because it'll turn on you, turn against you. You get canceled out. And like I said, nobody can cancel me out, Joe.
No.
I'm going to be canceled out.
You've been around a long time. You're going to be around a lot longer, too. Hey, you have stated in the past that the cartels, you've got a plan, and you have actually laid it forward in the past on how to get rid of them in a relatively short period of time. I talked to somebody in the quote-unquote business today, and he says they've got tentacles up here in all kinds of businesses, police, and that kind of stuff. I mean, how do you get rid of them and get rid of their influence?
You cut off the head. If we went down to the tri-province area, the three states down there, Sinaloa, where six of the cartels are spread out over some cities and towns and ranches down there, we watch them for 30 days, watch all movements through drones and satellites, through their communications. We track their money basically at 2 o'clock in the morning. Our Delta special ops teams go in, eliminate them in their nest, arrest what they can, work with the Mexican Marines. They're pretty good, but it's got to be a clandestine. Nobody's going to know about it at 2 o'clock in the morning. You've basically started the neutralization. Now, once you cut off the head, you cut off the money, the flow, your leadership, then it will die on the vine.
Wow. Well, and how long do you think something like that would actually take to truly make happen?
Well, we could take out the nest in 7 days and round up everybody in 7 days. It would be unbelievable. Our black helicopters come in. We have air support. We basically cut off all their communications. We get the Mexican Marines with their vehicles. Of course, we can land vehicles too down there with our helicopters and night vision devices. Basically, we lock them down. They have nowhere to go, and that's how we do it. We know how to do special operations. We really know how to do it well, despite how weak our military seems to be getting at this time.
The European Union right now, they're going through some real serious issues because, you know, they're having issues with fuel. They're having issues with the chain supply there as well. And you were talking about an issue that, Germany is really having to deal with now. Let us know.
Yeah, we got an alert yesterday. I did from Europe, from one of our sources over there who I depend on greatly. He said it's a red alert in Germany. 60 days, they have to settle the Ukraine-Russian military operation because the energy crisis, the food crisis, is going to get so bad it'll be total panic in Germany and other places in Europe. The war cannot go on. They're all wanting now to seek a settlement and do it within the next 60 days. But yet the United States and Biden, we keep pushing Ukraine. We're putting in billions of dollars now. About half of it can't even be accounted for. Your audience would know that. Just like in Vietnam, just like in Iraq, billions of dollars down the drain in people's pockets, and they're not tracking it. It's all not going into weapons and ammo. It's going into a lot of people's pockets. Draining our treasury again. I just wrote an article on it. I'll be happy to send it to you.
Please.
But that's happening. That's what
I think you can find it a lot easier than you think. Can we, Joey B is looking at everybody's checking account. Why don't we look at him and his son's checking account? I'm sure you'll see some large transfers going through, if you know what I mean.
They won't do it. They won't do it. They're all in bed with each other. The FBI, Department of Justice.
Yeah.
I can't believe the FBI. I talked to a friend of mine, FBI agent. He says it's all the leadership down the ranks. He says the problem is, just like in the military, they're just following orders and they're afraid to lose their job. And they know that they're doing illegal things by going in the way they're arresting and going through people's houses like Peter Navarro and others. We still have the people in jail in D.C. from January 6th. Another fraudulent hearing going on.
Yep.
Liz Cheney's taking an ass out of herself with Adam Kissinger and I mean, we're in serious trouble, America. You better wake up and connect the dots and do something about it. Start standing up when someone says, well, that really can't be happening. It is happening. right before our eyes.
So where do we find people like the framers, people that, that over the years, warriors that we have in the military that are willing to give up to save the country? Now, I know you can't just have a half a dozen of them, but where do we get that crew together that says, okay, I've had it. I don't care if I lose my job. I don't care if I lose my house or whatever, but we've got to get this country back. Do we have those people?
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely we have them. And I'm engaged with many of them each and every day, yeah. But they want organization. We have to have another movement to take down this government, put in new leadership. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden should not be sitting in the White House tomorrow.
But how are we going to do it? I go even further. I mean, some of these old folks, and again, the ones that have been there since they laid the first cornerstone, Pelosi and Schumer and as you say, Biden and others, this is craziness. They have no business being there anymore. And not just because they're old. They're having issues. They're having problems. It's very obvious, is it not?
Joe, I want to take issue with you about sending Gavin Newsom up to Montana. Now, I just got noticed he's up in Montana on vacation.
Why don't you take him? Why don't you take him on a hunting trip with Dick Cheney? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You never know what.
I don't know what. He's probably river rafting up here. Who knows? But he's in Montana, Joe. How did you let that happen?
No, I love it. You know, this is the hypocrisy that the left never calls out. They don't even call it out in their own. Nobody else from the state can go there, right? But
yeah.
He can.
And then Newsom's running ads. He wants people in Florida to move to California. What is this guy, crazy?
For more? No. You get the funniest part of it. He wants him to move there because he says in California you have more freedom.
Yeah, right.
That's what he says. You have more freedom to allow the public schools to teach your kids about sexual orientation confusion. You have more freedom to allow guys that are 20 and 22 years old to have sex with your 12-year-old. I mean, these are real things going on here. You have more. Your 12-year-old has more freedom to get their own shot. You see, you got me started. You poked me. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more with the general when we return.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamyl-cysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855, where'd that go? 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his insight, his information, and what's going on, militarily, really, across the planet. And, General, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely, Joe. It's always a pleasure to be your guest. You have a great show.
Thank you. That makes two of us, I think, so. That's great. So we're not hearing much in the world of, you know, Iran and in the Saudis there. I mean, there's got to be a lot going on there. I know that Iran is still looking to take over the world at this point in time. What's going on there? How come we haven't heard much of anything? You can't tell me they're not doing anything.
Oh, no, they are. I get some feeds from Steve Emerson, investigative journal. He keeps his eye on the Middle East pretty good. You ought to get it, Steve Emerson. But he sort of tells us what's happening with the watchdog there in the Middle East overrun, which is Israel. They're watching, of course, what's happening in Lebanon, Syria, northern Iraq primarily, and Iran. But Iran's always up to no good in the world, you know. They have problems with their own population, but the mullahs still have control.
Yeah, and I was reading an article the other day, but it got a little too out of my league, you know, that Israel took out some kind of munitions or precious metal plant or something. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that, but I wouldn't doubt it. They're always targeting something. They don't want all those arms flowing from Iran across northern Iraq, across Syria into Lebanon. They've been trying to close that corridor down. So they try to build up armaments or whatever in Syria. The Israelis doing bombing.
Well, all right. One of the last issues I want to go over with you is the southern border. You can't ignore that and what's happening down there right now. Some of the borders, well, Texas in particular, is now, or the sheriff's departments, I'm sorry, three sheriff's counties have now said, hey, look, we're in the middle of an invasion here, and can they energize the National Guard to come in and hold that border for them in that case?
Sure they can. The National Guard belongs to the states. It's only federalized under the national emergency when the president orders federalization of the Guard. The Guard belongs to the state. But look at all the assets the police and the sheriffs have. Their ability to deputize. The Texas Marshals. I mean, they could round up and put their budget towards bringing people in to stop this illegal border crossing that's going on. I mean, it's unbelievable. The fentanyl, we're losing more people every day because of fentanyl being shoved down our throats from the cartels.
They don't seem to care about that at all. I mean, not even a word about it. Nothing. And is it because it's all coming from China? Is it? Why would they not want to do something? Well, that's a stupid question, I guess. I don't understand why they would want to do something with this.
The Pentagon, and here's the point. This is not a Department of Homeland Security problem, okay? This is a national security problem. Who's in charge of national security? Department of Defense. Department of Defense doesn't even have a plan to protect our southern border. All we want to do is play defense, and we're not even playing that very well. Even under Trump, it was all defense. Building a bigger fence, border patrol along there, stopping the migration. It was a good job. But the cartels were still sitting down there in their nest making tons of money with illegal trafficking across the border. And until you take out the enemy, and I've had, you know, even senior officers say, well, we can't do that. That's an illegal border crossing. I said, well, what do you think we did in Vietnam? What do you think we did in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan? You're telling me we got the enemy 110 miles south of our border and we can't do that? I mean, we are so screwed up in this country. It's unbelievable. Our leadership.
But it's coming from the brass, though, is it not? I mean, you have said it before.
Yeah.
The generals have no spine, I'll put it that way.
They're no warriors anymore. Pat would be turning over his grave. What they're doing to the academies, it's unbelievable.
Oh, they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars in teaching you, you know, I don't even know what to call it, gender awareness. I mean, seriously, this is how bad it gets. So we have to make sure that when we go catch the enemy overseas, we're gender aware. Apparently, I don't even know how they justify that one. But nobody makes noise.
Yeah,
nobody's really paying attention, you know.
They had special training in the Navy that was announced 2 weeks ago, and they had this man and woman, and they're trying to teach how to use the pronouns accurately. He and her, she and him. Yeah, in the Navy, at Navy Special Warfare Center. Can you believe it?
No.
And then the transgenders, operations that we're paying for transgender operations in the military. America, wake up to what's happening to your dollars, to your the money you make. The taxes are just being wasted.
God.
Critical race theory. Now, with Roe versus Ray, well, I have to write a Roe versus Wade, I have to write an article for Epoch Times tomorrow on the new provisions in the Pentagon for abortions.
Yeah, let's keep spending that tax money on those things that people as a whole don't want. I mean, look, at they keep saying that the American populace is good with abortion, at least that's what the left says. But when you look at the real numbers, it's not true. I mean, the American populace as a whole is okay in the first trimester. After that, it drops to well over 80% once you get closer to the third trimester. People that don't want it, don't think it should be allowed. Yep. But you'll never hear that. Yep. Not from mainstream, anyway. You know?
Yep.
So, what's going on with little Kim? I hear he's got he's getting the nuclear itch over there.
I haven't heard much about him lately. He's just probably over there happily eating his rice and watching everything that's going on with China, and he's ready, pops a few missiles here and there. And
I said he's teed off that nobody's paying attention to him, so he's making some noise so he can get his name in the news or something, you know?
Well, sure, yeah, they're all on ego trips.
Yeah,
they're all on ego trips, but the serious condition of our inflation, though, the stock market, my retirement plan is down 30% this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at the other people. I mean, what's happened? And they say inflation is 8 or 9%. Well, go out and buy some beef at 30% inflation.
Oh, they're full of stuff. the groceries here, 40% up. You know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I was joking with somebody. It cost me exactly twice as much from a year before that to fill a tank in my car. And I said, how is that 6, 7, 8% inflation? It can't be. And groceries are out of control. I do not know how people are feeding their families right now. You have to choose between getting gas in your car to go to work or buying food for the kids.
Yeah.
And our shelves are getting, I shouldn't say getting, we have a lot of light areas on our shelves in the supermarkets where there's a big problem with, you know, food coming in, getting food into the house and that kind of stuff. It seems to be...
Well, it's going to be worse.
Well, it seems to be the big box stores, you know, you can Walmart, Amazon, and so forth. They have things you can still get and get them delivered. It's a little thing, but it's a big thing in my house. We can't find Welch's grape juice in the stores. They're nowhere to be found. But if I... But online with Walmart and with Amazon, you can get it. There's something happening here. There's something going on here if they have it and the supermarkets don't. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Exactly right.
All right, General, I always appreciate your time with me. Any closing words you know, tell people about your organization, how they can help you out?
StandUpAmericaUS.org. StandUpAmericaUS.org. Donate, support us. We're doing great things for America. Buy our books, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, and Reality Prism, and The Mindless War is a new ebook called The Mindless War. And you'll find those all on Amazon. So, interesting.
They are mindless wars, a lot of these things. No comment. What's that?
I said, I
set
that up.
Oh.
I'm on the mindless
word. I think it's great. It's a great line. You know, General, thank you so much. Take care of yourself. Love having you on the show.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Be safe. Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. That's retired Major General Paul Valley, and I really appreciate the time that he spends with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be involved. Be engaged with the conversation, guys. I mean, seriously. It's the only way that you're going to know what's going on. All right, coming up in the next hour, the Texas sheriffs have declared an invasion. And some of us don't know what that means, what gives them the power to do something with it. We don't know. You don't know. I know you don't know. So, as I always say, I'm going to bring on the experts to make it happen. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.
E24.